Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
When you have a newborn, who talks to that newborn more? It's been shown now that infants are exposed to more speech from their mothers during their first year of life, which may be why they often pay more attention to mom, new research suggests. My guest is Dr. Betty Vohr. She's a professor of pediatrics at Brown University Medical School. Welcome to the show, Dr. Vohr. So tell us a little bit about this study and what, moms are speaking more than dads to our babies in that first year of life?
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. Language delays are common, particularly among high-risk infants. And existing in a enriched language environment is optimal for ensuring normal development of language and optimal outcomes. So we have been looking at the very early language development in the first days and months of life. And an important area of language that we've been looking at is conversational turns. Mom or baby makes a vocalization or some words, or dad and baby, within 5 seconds. And that's the very earliest of a conversation. When we looked at this in two-parent households, where mom and dad were both home on the same day, we did find that moms speak significantly more to their babies. And in turn, these early conversations of mom responding to baby and baby responding to mom are significantly higher for mothers, 88 to about 94% of the time, compared to only 27 to 30% of the time for fathers. So
Dr. Vohr, it seems to me women talk more than men anyway. We always do, and we have more words at the end of the night than men do. They're done talking. We still have something like 1,000 words left to say. So women talk more just basically than men for the most part. So you're saying we talk more to our babies and they are responding more to this. What is the message that you want parents to take from this?
Well, our prior study had shown that the early conversational turns actually predict 18-month cognitive and language outcomes. So they're critically important. And we want to emphasize that both moms and dads can play a very important role in this early language stimulation and enrichment. Dads are often a bit peripheralized, particularly around the time of birth. All of the focus is on the mom. But we need to tell dad that their role is also very, very important. And we do want to optimize what we call the language environment of very young infants. The other exciting thing about this is that within days of birth, we are already seeing conversational turns. It's almost like infants are primed to communicate when they exit that uterus. And others have shown that infants do respond preferentially to their moms compared to another voice within days of birth. So moms do have an advantage that way because babies do perceive sound in utero. However, now with busy parents and perhaps both parents working, certainly sharing the caretaking, both parents are really important in encouraging that language development.
I think so too. Do you think any of it would harken back to the fact that men feel silly speaking to a baby that they don't think can speak back to them or understand what they're saying, or they don't want to use, you know, baby talk, and women are more likely to go, oh, who's hungry now? What is little, you know, when men don't want to sort of go into that little voice that actually does make the baby's eyes turn toward you and such.
Right? Absolutely right. That mother-ease type of communication. But dads can do it very nicely, too. Matter of fact, I recently complimented two dads on how they were communicating with their young infant and eliciting this bright-eyed response from their young infant. It can be done by anyone, and it's really in very early infancy that type of special talk is beneficial. As the baby gets a little bit older, the conversations, of course, get a little more complex. The vocabulary does. And there have been studies in older toddlers showing that sometimes the dads can be using more complex vocabulary and sentence structure, and it's very stimulating. So it changes over time. I do think our study is important because it shows that this begins very early in infancy. And we've previously shown that even in a neonatal intensive care unit, 8 weeks before their due date, very small preemies also have these conversational turns.
So it's okay for moms to speak in those little tones that we do and talk to the babies like that and use that little bit of talk, as long as we are talking to them and they hear our voice and they hear this communication. How do we get our husbands more involved? How do we get the men in this baby's life to sort of equal it out so that they hear that lower man's voice, they hear that communication, so they get both sides of it?
Absolutely. And, you know, at the Academy of Pediatrics meeting a couple of weeks ago in San Diego, there's a big new push for literacy and the new literacy toolkit, which was introduced by Hillary Clinton. So I think it's going to raise awareness.
So that's a good way to get them involved and get the men to do these kinds of things. And we have to raise awareness. And men listening, don't feel so silly talking to your babies, because I think that that's important. And even what about men talking in utero, talking to the mother's stomach, Dr. Vohr?
Well, I think that's more hypothesis generating, and perhaps someone can study that. But I think right now it's the maternal sounds that are more easily transmitted to the infant. But that's a good scientific question, and I appreciate that.
Something that, you know, for a future study. So kind of give us your best advice for parents listening that want to start speaking to their babies but may feel silly, or may, you know, kind of wrap it up and explain the fact of, you know, the increased learning ability and such when you do start speaking to your baby right from day one and keep those communication skills going.
Absolutely. Well, brain development is literally exploding in the first year of life. All those little neurons and the connections are changing at a very rapid pace. And we do know that increased exposure to sensory input, particularly language, will really enhance that development. And it really, both genders can play a very important and active role in encouraging the baby to talk. And I know in the new AAP toolkit, there's advice about how to read to your baby between birth and 3 months of age. So I'd like to say, when you're in that birthing hospital, now we should be giving more baby books and talking about singing to your baby, because it can start right on day one.
That is really great information and great advice. So listeners, the research study found that mothers are speaking more to their babies, and that's why the babies are responding more to the mothers. But fathers, you need to get involved too. The research has shown that reading, singing, and speaking with your baby are all things that can help the language development, learning development, and you can learn by watching your baby respond. So when you're reading, when you're singing, when you're talking to your baby, that little eye contact that they make is what is so important, and you can notice the difference. So dads, get involved too, and that's the main message. Read, sing, talk, do all of those things. Communicate with your babies, but dads, do it too. Don't feel silly. Make that baby talk. Make those sounds. Watch your wife for cues, because that is some of the funnest times that you're going to have with your little baby. Don't miss out on that, because when they look at you and they identify that you're the one speaking, it absolutely makes your heart flutter. So that's our best advice today right here on Healthy Children. And if you missed any of the great information, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. Our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics with their consumer website, healthychildren.org, in conjunction. So share these shows with your friends, because that's what makes it so important. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole for the award-winning Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.